Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. And I want you to think about our nation and what's going on here. And think about the long weekend we're going to have coming up, with Monday being a holiday and all. And, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you with humble hearts and thankful hearts. Father, each day we come together, a little network, a little radio host and her listeners, to bow before you, to take just a few moments together to give thanks to you and to ask you for things as children do. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. And we thank you that you're such a loving Father that you forgive us every time we come to you. And, Father, I fear we don't come to you often enough. We ask for your forgiveness, Father, for each one of us. And we ask your forgiveness as a nation. Well, we shouldn't, but we ask for your protection. We ask for your wisdom, for your guidance. We ask that you will guard us from the evil one and those that are around here doing his will. And we thank you that you are a forgiving Father. Father, today I'm going to think about history. We read from your scriptures and we think about the things that happened long ago and how they teach us lessons in our lives today. History is important. It's vital that we remember. Help us to do that, Father. Help us to do that with open hearts and open minds, in love, wisdom, and discernment. I ask your blessing upon the show today. I ask your blessings on my advertisers and on my listeners. May we all be blessings one to another. May we always look to you, Father. May we always look to you, knowing that our help comes from above. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. History matters. Somebody sent me something this morning, and I'm going to share it with you. They sent it by email. I had to do a little research, but I got it together for you because I want you to hear it. History matters. You don't think it does? Well, think about this, whether it's you or a child. If you tell a child not to touch the hot stove, but he or she does it anyway, and he or she gets burned, they will remember the history of that moment and not touch the hot stove again. You know me. You know me well enough to know I love to quote our founding fathers. Their vision, their wisdom, their sacrifice brought to America a new form of government. No, not a democracy, but a republic, if you can keep it. Benjamin Franklin said that because he knew a government of the people, by the people, and for the people would be up to the people to sustain it and to control it. And we have failed in many ways, apathy for one. But our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Adams. We've watched as the political parties began their, mostly the left, march against religion in this nation. Oh, the separation of church and state. How many times have we heard that? It's a lie. It's not written anywhere except in a speech that someone gave, and it's taken out of context. They want the church to stay out of the state. They don't want you to keep your morals and religion out of the state. They want the state to stay out of your church. I think I said that backwards. But only the Democrat Party removed the word God from their Pledge of Allegiance during their 2020 National Democrat Convention. Do you remember that? They made a big deal out of it, like they were something holy to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. And in 2012, they booed him. They booed the name of God, not once but twice. How can we ask for his blessings when our leaders act like this? They are not a moral nor a religious people. Moral people don't need slush funds to cover their sins. History matters. Integrity matters. Education matters. Freedom matters. Independence matters. You, me, we the people, we matter. I don't recall when I've been so concerned about our state of affairs. Our state of affairs in this nation. And I don't recall when I've had such fear for the possibility of extreme violence on our land. Do you feel safe? Democrats, politicians in general, have proven themselves unworthy of governing a free people. I believe I'm not the only person who has felt fear and discouragement and confusion as what to do next. How can we, the people, turn this all around? Well, I was looking at our, if I can find it real quick, because I shuffle my papers when I come in here, and I think I know what I'm going to do, and then I change it up. But in our Constitution, it talks about the prince not being worthy of governing a free people. Well, we don't have any princes, that's for sure. I'll find it here in a minute. But let's talk about us, we the people. Are we powerless? I'd say no. We feel like it many times because they keep dictating to us instead of representing us. Obama made the statement that he would rule with a pen and a phone. Do you have a pen? Do you have a phone? Do you have lips that speak, ears that hear, and feet that walk? This will not be an easy battle. Freedom is never truly won. The war is never over for America, the war for freedom. Unless we fall, unless we surrender all, and then, if liberty is ever to be gained again, it will be by the blood of our children. If there must be trouble, let it be in my day, that my child may have peace. And this single reflection, well applied, is sufficient to awaken every man to duty. Thomas Paine. Ronald Reagan said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. It must be fought for. It must be protected. Our government, our Constitution is for a religious and moral people. I don't know how else to say that. America, with what we're doing right now, what the leaders are doing, is an immoral and godless country. And that, my friend, should put fear into all of our hearts. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm really not. But it is hard these days knowing what's going on, this debacle in Afghanistan and the things that have happened since then and the things that we fear will happen in the coming days and weeks and months. Rudy handed me this today. Today is National VJ Day. The formal signing of the Japanese instrument of surrender took place on board the battleship of the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. At that time, President Truman declared September 2nd to be the official VJ Day. There's some history, America. There's history. Today would have also been, if my mother and father were still alive, their 78th wedding anniversary. And they had a good marriage, not a perfect one. I remember a few battles, I remember a few fights, but they loved one another very much. History. This came yesterday, and I thought it was interesting, knowing all that's going on. This is a Rasmussen poll. And it tells us that 52% say Biden should resign over the Afghanistan. Now, you're hearing something different in every news outlet that you go to. And I don't know how true this is or if it'll change. You go up and down and won't be coughed and everywhere each direction in the next few days and weeks. But most Americans are in horror thinking about the Americans that were left behind in Afghanistan. You know, our nation is supposed to be a nation that keeps its word. We're a noble nation, a free nation. Well, ask our Native Indians how America keeps their word, because they don't. It's the government with the forked tongue, as they used to say. We have nearly 90 retired military figures that are calling for the resignation of General Austin and Milley. It says nearly 90 generals, retired generals, and other military figures told Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chief of Staff Chairman Mark Milley to resign Tuesday for negligence in performing their duties ahead of the chaotic evacuation of Afghanistan. Now, if you watch the mainstream media, if you listen to Jen Psaki, which I wish you'd put a sock in it, or if you listen to Joe Biden, who stumbles around with a speech somebody else wrote for him. I know somebody else writes all their speeches. But they tell him what to say. There's a difference between writing a speech for a president and telling the president what to say. There's a difference. But if you listen to them, this was a great success. They moved out more people than anybody's ever done before with a surrender. They don't ever use that word. They don't ever use the word insurrection either. And yesterday it came out, they have the text, the transcript of a phone call between Biden and the president at that time of Afghanistan. And Biden was pressuring him to make it look, don't make it look like the Taliban's winning. We don't want people to see it that way. Well, it don't look like we won. But kudos to these retired military that are standing up. And I don't know that it'll happen. But again, you have a pen and a phone, do you not? Call for their resignation. I would love for them to hear from every single one of you. I would absolutely love that. And there was another case here that I had earlier about that same situation in leaving Afghanistan. We have children left back there. A family with children, a three-year-old. We've just walked out on Americans. And we've walked out on the Afghans who helped the Americans. I always have a little problem with that. We're there helping them. The fact that they were translators doesn't mean they were helping us. They were helping us help them. But then they all disappeared. You see, in the several wars that we've been in, you can't tell who your enemy is. They're not wearing uniforms telling you who they are. But we left them all behind. We have a congressman missing. I think they think he's in a safe place, but he's not back home yet. He went over there himself to try and get some Americans out. Oh, they're saying he went rogue. Oh, they're saying he just did a terrible, stupid thing. Well, maybe he did. But did he not try to do a brave thing? Which is more than we can say for those leading this country. I saw this article yesterday. I don't think a lot of this woman, Joy Behar. I call her Joy Bizarre. The View, that's why Melody Cederstrom and I call ourselves The Two. We did a separate radio show for a short time, and we called it something else, but we said later we should have called it The Two. And she still wants to do that. But Joy Behar says apologizing, even when she doesn't mean it, saved her job. This woman has absolutely no integrity. The left have no integrity. There is no moral standard for them other than win at any cost. Doesn't matter whose blood is shed. It doesn't matter whose throat you've slit, whose jobs you've taken. Win at any cost. So she will apologize even when she doesn't mean it, so she can keep her job. and she had been with The View for a very long time, telling her lies, ranting her political opinions, which is, you know, I guess she's free to do that, but she doesn't know anything about the Constitution. She hasn't read recently her Declaration of Independence. She doesn't believe in a free country. She believes in government socialism, communism. She's the mouthpiece of the left, the godless left. And The View are, they don't live in the real world, ladies. I hope you don't watch them. They have someone else that does their makeup. That would be nice, you know. Although I'm not sure, I kind of enjoy putting my makeup on. They have someone else make sure they look perfect before they get out on the stage. They don't live like you and I. They don't have to drop their children off at the daycare before they get to work, have them crying and hanging on to the steering wheel like my youngest did. But, Mommy, I love you. I love you. I took on a part-time job back then. I worked for Burger Smokehouse here in California, Missouri. And if you haven't ever had a country ham, you need to call them. And you tell them Beth Ann sent you, because I've been trying to get them to sponsor the show. But they are nationally, I don't want to say syndicated. But their hams are the best. Now, I prefer the city ham. But they have all kinds of cured hams, and they have the old country cured ham. And they have the best summer sausage you'll have anywhere. I don't particularly care for the beef one. I like their old standard, the Ozark one. However, I had to take my child to daycare. He was crying, and by that time I was crying. He needed to be around other children. His brothers were all in school. He needed to be around other kids. And I needed to we needed a few more dollars in the house. And so I went to work part-time during their Christmas season. And he literally was hanging on to the steering wheel saying, "No, Mommy, I love you, Mommy. Please, Mommy, I love you." And then he'd stop crying and he'd get along just fine. And he's just fine today. In fact, he's got three little girls. Doing great. These folks that want to tell you how to live, they don't live like you. Joy Behar hasn't got a clue what the average American woman puts up with. Yeah, I think that's what makes me unique in my position here, is I've been the working mom. I've been the stay-at-home mom. I've been the mom that's had to go to school and make a few waves. I've been the mother who did both. I've worked two jobs at a time, two part-time jobs. I've worked a full-time job and a part-time job. I know what it is to change the diapers and to do it all myself with my husband. He was there. I didn't do it all myself. They don't have a clue, not a clue, what the average American woman or man go through to survive in this world. But they want to tell you what you can and cannot do. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I think it's time we think about what the Founding Fathers really envisioned for this free country, this free world of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we'll be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, is the keynote speaker for Vitae Foundation's Kansas City Pro-Life event. Holtis had the honor of announcing the last two Super Bowls and is the longest tenured and most decorated play-by-play voice in franchise history. In 2020, Mitch was named the Missouri Sportscaster of the Year, his eighth time receiving this prestigious award. His work has been featured on both ESPN and Fox Sports, and he has won three Emmys from the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Today, Mitch uses his voice to defend life and inspire others to do the same. Holtis supports Vitae's pro-woman approach, which effectively reaches women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. See Mitch Holtis at 7 p.m. on Friday, September 24th, at the Sheraton Overland Park Hotel in Overland Park, Kansas, at Vitae Foundation's annual Kansas City Pro-Life event. That's Mitch Holtis on September 24th in Overland Park, Kansas. Register today at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Before I continue, I want to, Rudy said, are you going to give a little promo here? We've got a new advertiser, Immuno150. You can go to immuno150.com, or you can give them a call at 1-888-316-2224. That's 1-888-316-2224, excuse me, 2224. He has called us a couple of times since he was on the air a few days ago, and he's talked to Rudy, and he says, I've had phone calls, and they just keep saying how much they love Beth Ann and that she's the best and just going on. He was just surprised that you guys were so loyal to me. And I thank you. Thank you for your kind words. And I have not used this yet. He is sending me some. I don't have it yet. I'm looking forward to trying it. I've had a few challenges this year and I'm doing good. Don't get worried. I'm doing real good, but I've had a few health challenges this year. Liberty Tabletop, it's coming into the Christmas season, and there's still weddings going on, but I want you to remember my advertisers. Liberty Tabletop is a loyal advertiser so far. They got to sign up again for the next year, but so far they have been very loyal to me for about 3 years now. And I want to be the talk show host. I want to be the American show that really pushes American companies and made in America products. It's so important. And it is difficult You know, I like to buy junk. Ask my husband. And junk is made in China. So I've pulled back and I've tried really hard to watch those labels. And but give a call to Immuno 150 to Mr. H at 1-888-316-2224. Do it from the show. Tell him Beth Ann sent you. Because he's going to be on, he's on TV now. He's on some of the big networks. Let's let him know that this little network loves America. MyPillow, also, he's an affiliation advertiser. In other words, I don't get a dime unless you buy a pillow or a towels. He's got, oh, his towels are awesome. They are higher priced. They are. But they're better products. They really are better. I wouldn't lie to you. I promise. They really are better. Rudy's getting ready to say something.
I'm going to give them an insider tip that may not cause them to use our promo code on the MyPillow.
Okay.
But if you go to frankspeech.com, they've got some crazy sales on that stuff now. And I think he's trying to drive traffic to that website.
But I think if you still use my number, they will give you that. They will give you that.
I think there's a way to let them know how you heard about it, and if you can, do that. But I'm telling you what, that stuff is on sale there. It's amazing.
But I think if you still use my phone number and my promo code, Beth Ann, and tell them you want the deals on Frank's, but go to Frank's Beach.
Okay, cool.
Go to Frank's Beach. I want you to have the better deal. We need the money to stay on the air, but I want you to have the better deal. The pillows. This I gave 1 year for Christmas. I gave all my grandchildren, 15 of them, I gave, and three great-grandchildren, so it was 18, of the little travel pillows that I bought for them through MyPillow. They love them. They absolutely love them. And they have towels, they have pillows. Somebody told me they have slippers. I didn't know that. And they have the bed toppers, the mattress toppers, and I have not bought that yet. I've been thinking about it because my mattress has got a little give in it. But I just haven't spent the money. But they've got the sheets. I love the sheets. I've got one set of them, and I really do love them. So use my advertisers and pray that I can gain some more advertisers. And if you call Burger Smokehouse, I don't have that number in front of me. If you call them and tell them Beth Ann sent you, I failed to tell you. I told you about their hams. But you'll never have bacon better than you get from Burger Smokehouse. I recommend the peppered bacon. The black peppered bacon. All right. Let's get on with the show. The left, in all their wisdom, is comparing Christians, pro-life Christians, to the Taliban. Now, I don't know when the last time was that Baptist or the Methodist went out and chopped somebody's head off or burned them alive. Do you? In fact, I think that was what was going on to the Christians. I don't think the Christians were doing that to somebody else. And it is the left that kill the children. They kill the babies. Write this down. And pay attention when you listen to the news or when you read the articles in the news. My daddy used to say, people judge you by the way they are. You can bet your bottom dollar, and we're all about down to that, that when the left accuse you of something, it's what they're doing. So when they accuse us, the Christians, or the pro-lifers of being like the Taliban, what do you think they've got in store for you? And that's why I'm in fear. Not personally that I think they're going to walk in this door, although I don't put it past them to censor me, but because the Taliban are here. They've brought them in. And I watched last night on one of the late shows, on one of the talk shows, that they were showing what states, and I meant to tell you about that, Rudy, I meant to get that map, what states they're distributing the Afghans in. And guess what? It's the states that are, what do they call them when they're just, you know, they're wavering as to what they're...
Purple states.
No, not purple states.
Swing states.
Swing states, thank you. I wanted to dance. I like swing dance. Swing states. And so I want you to think about what they have done. They've left Americans over there. If we get them back, which way do you think they're going to vote? Especially if it's veterans that go over there and bring them back. That just scares me to death that we're going to lose so many people over there unneedlessly. Needlessly, not unneedlessly. It shouldn't have happened. Let's put it that way. That's another reason I'm the average American woman. I can't talk sometimes. I have been talking about history. Oh, I wanted to throw this one out at you. I'm not going to read you the article or anything, but Joe Rogan, he's got a podcast. He's very popular. He's MSN Sports. No, I'm sorry. MSN reported what he was doing. But he has a podcast, and I think he's the sports guy. But he has announced that he has tested positive for coronavirus and has taken ivermectin and other treatments. I think he's doing okay, but he is announcing it. He's making everybody know that he's doing, you know, what the left doesn't want you to do to treat his COVID-19. Now, going back and talking about history matters. I was reading something the other day about Just Say No. And in the article, Just Say No, and I'm not quite done yet. It just keeps getting too long. Going to have to cut her down. I'm writing an article that's titled, I Am a Radical, Wear Your American Pride Proudly, but be known that you will be tested. That's the title of it. And in this article that I read, Just Say No, I've got some quotes in there from that. This gentleman shared the defense of freedom, peace. The defense of freedom and peace. The lights are going out is a 1938 speech given by Winston Churchill. And I'm attempting to rewrite it. I am far from having it even going. I've started, but it's difficult. But I'm going to share some of this history with you and then some history of a speech from president. He wasn't president when he gave the speech. Ronald Reagan. History matters. We need to remember our history, not make the same mistakes, and move forward and upward. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
My company sells an incredible nutritional product called Immuno 150. It contains 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. It was formulated to improve immune systems. My name is Elmer Heinrich. My wife and I have used Immuno 150 for 20 years. She is 78 years old, in perfect health, and as active and vibrant as she was 30 years ago. We don't take any drugs. We are never sick. I am 87 years old, have not had a cold in 20 years, with blood pressure at 116 over 66, blood oxygen level at 100%, blood sugar at 90, PSA at 0.00, and I can do anything I did 25 years ago. I urge you to try Immuno 150 if you want to improve your immune system. For more information, visit the website immuno150.com or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BETHANN to get 30% off plus free shipping.
And we have you charged listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to share with you some words from the past. History matters. Now, this was, the lights are going out, and I encourage you, and I have it. I've saved it. So if you want this speech, you let me know. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll make Rudy do all the work. Hey. This is what I do. It's several pages. He will duplex it, and I think if you only order the speech, it'll go in one envelope. He says, in this speech was given by him, it was broadcast from London, October the 16th, 1938. It was 1 year before World War II. I'm just going to read to you the very first paragraph as he said it. I avail myself with relief of the opportunity of speaking to the people of the United States. I do not know how long much liberties will be allowed. The stations of uncensored expression are closing down. The lights are going out. But there is still time for those to whom freedom and parliamentary government mean something to consult together. Let me then speak in truth and earnestness while time remains. While time remains. He saw, this was right after Germany took, Nazi Germany took Czechoslovakia. Winston Churchill literally saw the handwriting on the wall. And censorship was going on. So, remember what I said earlier about the Democrats pointing fingers, and then they're the ones that, remember them calling President Donald Trump a Nazi? Well, who is it that's censoring everyone? It hasn't been the Republican Party. It certainly wasn't President Donald Trump censoring anybody who had a different opinion. He took all kinds of stupid questions from the journalists whenever he had a press conference. Joe Biden walks off. They're the Nazis. They're the communists. They're the ones trying to rule totalitarian. They're the ones that have committed an insurrection upon our constitutional republic. It is them. It is not you.
That's why they want to get you. So what I'm going to share with you now is it's just a snippet from a speech of Ronald Reagan that was sent to me this morning. He gave this speech. He was not running for president. But he gave this speech because Barry Goldwater was running for president, and they asked him to do that in October of 1964. And this is snippets. The speech is titled, A Time for Choosing. This is the issue of this election, he said. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. Now, it doesn't require expropriation and confiscation of private property or business to impose socialism on a people. What does it mean whether you hold a deed to the title to your business or property if the government holds the power of life and death over the business or property? And such machinery already exists. The government can find some charge to bring against any concern it chooses to prosecute. Every businessman has his own tale of harassment. Somewhere a perversion has taken place. Our natural unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment. Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the Founding Fathers. Not too long ago, he said, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro, and in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are? I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here in America, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth. And this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except the sovereign people, is still the newest and the most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. You and I are told increasingly we have to choose between a left or the right. Well, I'd like to suggest, he said, that there is no such thing as left or right. There's only up and down. Up, man's old age dream, the ultimate in individual freedom, consistent with law and order, or down to the ant heap of totalitarianism. And regardless of their sincerity, their humanitarian motives, those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course. In this vote, Harvesting Time, they use terms like the Great Society, or as we were told a few days ago by the president, which was Carter, if you'll remember, we must accept a greater government activity in the affairs of the people. No, that wasn't Carter then, excuse me. But they've been a little more explicit in the past and among themselves, and all of the things I know will, quote, have appeared in print. These are not Republican accusations. For example, they have voices that say the Cold War will end through our acceptance of a not undemocratic socialism. I'm going to skip here for the lack of time. They were after socialism even in 1964. They were after communism in 1938. Freedom is never really won. It is a constant battle. We must stay vigilant, America. He went on to say that a Senator Clark of Pennsylvania was spoke and said, liberalism is as meeting the material needs of the masses through the full power of centralized government. Reagan said, well, I for one resent it when a representative of the people refers to you and me, the free men and women of this country, as the masses. The full power of centralized government is what they want. They also knew, these founding fathers, that outside of its legitimate functions, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the government. America, history matters. And like I said before, freedom is never won. We must stay vigilant in order to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.